as I look at society, one of the trends I see is consumerism. A consumerism that is inward looking, that looks out for me and mine. A consumerism that's often feeds on self-esteem and issues around self-esteem. So the story I told was about a very brave young woman, a single mum who had a couple of children, who bravely spoke in a church about why it was that she, with very little money coming into the house, still bought the cutting edge trainers for her children, why she still had the up-to-date PlayStation and lots of games. She was honest enough to say, you know, I know you ask questions about how that's possible when you can't buy those things for your kids. But she said, I buy them for my kids because I want them to have a stable home. I don't want them to think of being thought of as second best because of who I am or because of where I live. So I buy them these things so that they'll feel good about themselves. And I can do this because I love my children. And I want to applaud her bravery. And I want to also do what she did, which was allow her story to ask questions of all of us in terms of what have we done to build a society where self-esteem is somehow affected by what we can buy, by the clothes we wear, by the bags we have. So I think her question epitomises me, for me, some of the deep questions of our age and generation about how we're called to live.
But isn't she sustaining the big lie that you're defined by the things that you have rather than what you are?
She's a part of the society that we're all a part of. Of course she is. She's doing her best in the midst of that society. My Christian responsibility is to think about her, to walk with her in it, and to think about what my responsibility is in terms of how I live, in terms of how I speak and preach and live about the God who loves all, the God whose love is unconditional, the God who loves those who are on the edges, those who feel as if they're, as all of us do from time to time, that we're not worth very much, or that we've messed up one time too often. My responsibility in this society is to speak and live in such a way that points to that God.
But while you are walking with her, what do you say to her? Do you say to her, you're very brave and everything, the way that you try and sustain your children, but you're wrong?
We walk in such a way that we talk to each other. We walk in such a way that I'm uncomfortable about pointing the finger. So, because I really am, because much of what I want, you know, think about her and care deeply for her points back to me. So, I want to be part of a church that that walks with people, that understands people's situations, that puts in place resources for her and for all people. So what resources are there in terms of resourcing her to get a job if she wants to do that, resourcing her in terms of a self-esteem or assertiveness, resourcing her in terms of debates around the issues of the time? And actually the church community that she's a part of does all those things, and I rejoice in that, and that's fantastic and a sign for me of God's work in the world.